Apparently, Ted, it happened around 10 o'clock this evening. John Lennon shot by a man who has been described, as you have said, by the police as deranged or a kook or something like that.
Anybody wondering whether or not John Lennon was shot by the CIA in a plot to stifle the peace movement is obviously not paying attention to the situation. Look what we got. Mark David Chapman, Red Catcher in the Rye, like John Hinckley did right before he shot his guy. Something in that book carries weight, a trigger mechanism to switch him into a post-hypnotic state. That author's background's concerning me. J.D. Salinger was involved in the denazification of Germany, a.k.a. Operation Paperclip, where the United States smuggled in 1,600 Nazi scientists. Hinckley and Chapman share another intimate relation, World Vision, a known CIA operation, of which John Hinckley Sr. was on the board. They recruited mercenaries in the name of the Lord. Jose Perdomo stood at the front of the Dakota. You can call him doorman if you want, but he worked for the company, told Chapman to run away. He fired the fatal shot, then kicked the gun away.
I cannot lie, my style's against the law. It doesn't feed their murderous greed or corporate war. Wonder why so many men who cry for peace, able to bring people together, wind up missing or deceased.
Ain't it funny how so many dedicate their lives to truth and peace and wind up getting found decapitated on secluded beach or set up and in prison for revealing how the system creeps? Imagine getting dipped into a boiling pot of kitchen grease. Don't mistake a gentleman for a fellow. They taught you silence was golden, I'm telling you it's yellow. They call themselves distinguished, but I can't tell, oh, cause they don't even know an old viola from a cello. I could pick apart the whole string section, make you think the brass band had big wings stretching. Imagine rubber bullets coming at you from every single direction, just for asking a simple question, like where the fuck's my pension? My company just let me go after 45 years with no extension. Bzz, bzz, did I forget to mention? You will be shocked prior to apprehension.
I cannot lie, my style's against the law. It doesn't feed their murderous greed or corporate war. Wonder why? So many men who cry for peace, able to bring people together, wind up missing or deceased.
After Lennon was shot, while waiting for the police to arrive, Chapman read J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye, the same book found in the hotel room of Reagan's would-be assassin several months later.